The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Yeah, I'm here. My voice is mostly here. We'll see how much I have left about 10 o'clock. Seth Mila might take over the reins then. Feels okay at the moment. Felt okay when I started the show yesterday as well. So we'll see how it goes here. If I think I have enough voice, maybe I'll stick it out, but we'll see. Seth is standing by just in case my voice bails on me. Red Hot Chili Peppers admit their guitars were unplugged during the halftime Super Bowl halftime show. They say the NFL made them do it, that they didn't want to malfunction, so they had pre-recorded tracks to go with the live vocals. That's what they're saying, that it wasn't... they had no choice in it. Well, okay. Here's... You know how this got caught, don't you? The guitars weren't plugged in. They could have... Now, here's what they could have done. They could have put a wireless receiver in there. Nobody... And just not turn them on. Instead, they put nothing there. In this age, you don't think people are going to notice that? You can instantly DVR over and over and over a moment on television. That's what people do these days. I do that all the time. You know what I've gotten into doing? My daughter got me into this. Freeze framing it with DVR and then taking a picture of it on the iPad. And then you can send things to friends or post it online. Live television these days is so easily scrutinized that I'm really surprised that they... I just am. Really surprised that they... thought they would get away with that. And it's like, well, okay, were you trying to pull this off or not? Because that's about the easiest piece of evidence in the world. There was nothing in the jack of the electric guitar. Nothing. Really? Nobody's going to figure that out? All right, I need to fix something. I whiffed yesterday. Boy, did I hear about this at home. I told you about the Green Bay chapter of the Well-Armed Women. A woman is having a presentation, sponsoring a presentation Monday on what to do in an active shooting situation. What I didn't tell you is you have to pre-register. You must pre-register for that event. Space is limited. It's Monday, 6:30 to 9 at NWTC campus. It's $10 per person, but you must pre-register. I do not have a phone number. I do have an email. Here it is. For more information or reserve seats, send an email to, and this is kind of a long one, so I'm going to give it a couple of times. twaw.gb@outlook.com. Don't worry, I'm going to do that about two more times. As you're looking for a pen, if you didn't have one, this covers what to do in a mass shooting, active shooter incident, and in the days since Columbine, the advice has changed. And they also want law enforcement, fire, and EMS personnel encouraged to attend as the training helps in their education of the community. And what to do if you're in the workplace, school, and there's an active shooter, that advice has changed. And this is the up-to-date, at least what's being offered today. All right, again, that's Monday, February 10th, 6:30 to 9. But again, and I did not tell you this yesterday, you must pre-register. Here is that information again. I will give it two more times. To reserve seats or just more questions, send an email to twaw.gb@outlook.com. twaw.gb@outlook.com. That, of course, those first four stands for the Well-Armed Woman. So it's twaw.gb at outlook.com. Space limited. Reservations are first come, first served. So I apologize for whiffing on that. I'll tell you in the next couple of days. I'll post it on Facebook as well. All right, I want to talk briefly about what happened at City Council last night concerning Walmart. And does this mean, is the handwriting on the wall, is the Walmart proposal doomed based on what happened last night? It depends on who you ask. I'll get to that in just a moment. Walmart opponents are just about ready to pop the champagne. They believe what happened last night at City Council illustrates there is no way the Walmart proposal is going to get done. City Council gave unanimous preliminary approval to a strategy aimed at blocking Walmart's proposal, writes Scott Cooper Williams, and he's exactly right about that. He's characterized this exactly right. Aimed at blocking Walmart's proposed 154,000 square foot superstore at the former Larson Canning Company site. Yes, what the Planning Commission did is directly designed to keep Walmart out. City Council has given unanimous preliminary approval. There's now a 30-day comment period, and they'll take final consideration on March 4th. This has those who want to keep Walmart out of downtown Green Bay very, very excited. Not one council member broke ranks. Final vote will be March 4th. Jim Schmidt quoted in the paper, the mayor is saying he predicted there would be a full court press by Walmart to salvage its bid to join the downtown shopping district. But opponents were voicing confidence after Tuesday's council meeting, during which no alderman openly expressed support for the retail giant. And then there's, you know, optimism from the opponents that they'll stay united on the issue and continue fighting Walmart. I love this quote. Marta Mazo, a Broadway merchant also opposed to the superstore, said she credits Schmidt's leadership with coalescing leaders on an issue in which she said some might otherwise rally around Walmart's side. It's wonderful that they've gotten together on this, Mazo said. Walmart representatives did not attend Tuesday's meeting and could not be reached for comment. Okay. I've received emails from people who are monitoring this closely at City Hall. What I have been told is Walmart knows they can't win this fight. I've got a cough again, excuse me. They know that there are those who are following this closely here in Green Bay are telling me that Walmart knows they can't win this fight. And by this fight, I mean what Plan Commission did. That's not going to change, but that Walmart might have a different way of approaching this, and that they might be able to deal with this after the April election. Whatever happened last night, the belief is there are a number of alderpersons who are coming around on this. I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm just telling you what I'm being told from those who are following this very closely at City Hall, those who support it, that there are council members coming along and that everybody knew that this was going to be a slam dunk vote for what the Plan Commission did, that Walmart has another way to skin this cat, and that they would do it after the April elections. But I want to go back to that quote where Marta Mazo, a Broadway merchant, credits Jim Schmidt's leadership with coalescing city leaders. She is applauding the mayor of Green Bay for uniting leadership against a proposal that will bring 300 jobs. And by the way, I got clarification on that because there's a myth going on about that they are not 300 real jobs. Former alderperson Celestine Jeffries posted something on that Hate Walmart Facebook page that's just false. I won't say she's lying, you can decide that, but it's just false that Walmart is hedging on the 300 jobs. Walmart makes it clear it will add 300 jobs if any of those are people who work at their current stores that would rather work downtown, their position will be replaced. at the other Green Bay area Walmart stores. Yes, they might hire existing employees. They might transfer them, I should say, from east-west. That might happen. But those positions will be filled. It is a net gain of 300 jobs. It's not in dispute. Walmart is adamant about that. It's just among the lies going around by those who are desperate to kill this thing. If someone is working at the West Mason Walmart and they take a job downtown, that position at West Mason will be filled. So it's simply false. And I've told you all of the other things that this adds. Walmart not looking for any incentives, cleanup, TIF. Do you know with cleanup and all of the other things the developer is asking for, it could be $6 to $8 million when you throw in the $3 million debt that the city would assume? Do you understand that? And how many other developers are going to create that many jobs, put that much to the tax base? And we really don't know if there are any other developers out there. What I'm being told by, again, by those who are following this closely, Walmart anticipated this. And no, Walmart's not going to try to necessarily change minds on March 4th. But that there's a different way to approach this. Here's what I can tell you. Walmart really, 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 really wants this store. Why? Because they think it's going to be successful. That's why. So those who hate Walmart, those who don't want Walmart there, are applauding Jim Schmidt for his leadership in keeping those jobs and that addition to the tax base out of Green Bay. Really. Jim Schmidt should be applauded for his leadership in telling a business that wants to come to downtown Green Bay to go to hell, which he more or less has, by the way. And it's getting, as I've said from the start, his notion that it's not for him, hate Walmart. Okay, that may be true, Jim, but you have aligned yourself, as I've said many times, with people who that is their agenda. Then what is it, Jim? I've been thinking about this. What is it personal? Is it personal with a certain individual? I think it is. I do. I think most of this is because Jim Schmidt has an axe to grind with one individual involved in this debate. It seems to be the most obvious explanation, because why he would do anything he possibly can, including appointing himself to a position so he could vote against it. Simply amazing to me. But he will do anything to stop this. Caller just said he should be careful because there are people who want to run against him. I'm told half the city council wants to run against him. I am. I'm told just about half a city council would be willing to challenge Jim Schmidt. I think he's going to be extremely vulnerable if this thing dies and there is no viable alternative in the immediate future. Further, the demographics do show that there is the place for this store downtown. You can dream that suddenly the neighborhoods around there are going to be high-end. There is no indication of that. None whatsoever. I'll say it again. In the 30 years that I've been in radio, I have never, ever seen a city leader fight a development in this way. Here's why it's usually fought. And this would be the Guy Zimmer thing. Where if, and by the way, I'm not criticizing Guy on this. If Walmart has its hand out and wants a bunch of stuff, the next developer is going to and won't create something that would bring the jobs and tax in addition to the tax base that this will. I am literally stymied by this. And all I can conclude is it's a peeing match between Jim Schmidt and a personality involved in the debate who I'll not name, but you might be able to guess, that Jim has a problem with. That's the only conclusion I can reach. And this is sending a horrendous message to any business that will look at relocating in downtown Green Bay. And by the way, other businesses are big on this. And there is a player who I'm going to try to convince to publicly endorse this. You just had a coward call and wanted to disagree with me on this, but wouldn't come on the air. I'd love to put him, her on the air. So what? Listen, what good do you think it does telling Jason? What good do you? All that does is make you feel good. And you know what we say about activities that just includes yourself and makes you feel good and doesn't accomplish anything else. That's all you just did. If you want to try to challenge me on this, you're welcome on the air. But also, don't call at 8:54 when I've got like 2 minutes left. That makes it rather difficult. I can't engage in a serious debate. Now I've got less than 2 minutes. All right. We'll do, okay. Tamara, this is the second time you've called with like a minute left, but go ahead.
I will. I wasn't being a coward. I literally don't have time, but I'll make it quick. I respect your opinion, Jerry, but for at least 10 years, On Broadway has been incentivizing owners of those homes and blocks away from Broadway to upgrade, renovate, and try to make it a nicer place.
Yeah.
So you're wrong on that point.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because you're trying doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No, but they're working on it.
I didn't say they weren't.
Look at what they've done with the retail area of Broadway.
Tamara, here's what it comes down to. You have good points. Do you really think the city should say no to 300 jobs, $10 to $12 million added to the tax base, and Walmart has proven to be an anchor, not a curse to other existing stores?
I do, because it's ruining the point of what they're trying to do to the downtown area.
Why? How?
They are trying to make it a place where families are going to come. There's going to be unique businesses.
How does Walmart keep families out?
It doesn't, but it's going to take away from the uniqueness.
How?
Because it's a big box store.
So what? You've got the rest of the block that's unique. So what?
It's going to ruin the area.
Well, how?
Because it's going to take away from the uniqueness.
You're going in circles.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
that's
you did.
My point.
Yes, you did. No, you just went in circles. It's going to take away the uniqueness. How? It's going to ruin the area. How? It's going to take away the uniqueness. That's going in circles, Tamara. It's 8:56.
What can you get for $14.99?